The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show, Ryan Wiggins and Brad Range, and Trisha actually joining us for this segment, filling in for Annie, who will be back on Monday. We're still watching the speaker vote, but it has done. So if you're just tuning in, the Speaker of the House vote has happened. Johnson narrowly did not get the speaker, but there's not really anybody else in contention. So what we're watching for is, what kind of deals are these people trying to make? The three people, the three Republicans who voted against Johnson in this first round. And then what happens now? Are they going to come back right away? Are they going to adjourn for a bit, come back later this evening or maybe in an hour or what? That we don't know, but we will keep you updated on it. For now, though, it is Wiggins America time, and it is be or not the be.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The B or not the B.
All right, I'm excited about this because I don't think that I've ever led B or not the B before.
Never?
I don't know. Maybe once, 2-3 years ago, but I've never done that. So basically, for those of you who are listening, if you've not heard us do this before, I've got several stories here. Some are real, some are fake, and it's Ryan and Trisha's job to figure out if this is a real story or a Babylon B story. So I'm going to read the headline, and they're going to guess. All right, here we go. Canadian bank robber forced to flee on foot after someone steals his getaway bicycle.
Dun, dun, dun. That sounds real to me.
That does sound real. It doesn't sound funny enough to be the B.
Yeah, it is, in fact, real. It says Hamilton police responded to a robbery at a Bank of Montreal where a guy tried to rob the place after showing up on a bicycle. Very Canadian of him.
Now, if it would have been a hot dog cart or something like that, I would have been like,
wait, you're like riding the hot dog car away from the robbery?
If you're robbing
a hot dog cart?
If he was robbing, no, the getaway vehicle was a hot dog cart. If that would have been the case, you know, on wheels, and I would have thought, that might be.
It's so ridiculous that it's funny, but instead just riding a bike away.
Yeah.
You know, I would figure, though, that there's some strategy here that if you're going to rob a bank, they're going to have all kinds of cameras. They're going to pick up your license plate and all that stuff.
Not on a
bicycle. If you don't have a license plate.
Or a hot dog cart.
Right. So maybe there was some forethought put into this. Now, it also kind of limits the amount of money you could steal, I would think. And plus,
you're probably not bringing gold bricks with you.
Exactly. And when you're riding down the street with two of those bags with the big dollar signs on them, people are like, that looks like a bank robber.
That looks robber
mask
on.
And you're wearing the black and white striped
shirt.
People are like, that looks like a robbery
in
action.
Is that Hamburglar?
I don't know. That's just the way I understand robberies to go.
Painted on stripes under your eyes for no reason.
I've never done a robbery, but I would figure that's what it would look like.
You kind of look like a raccoon.
Crazy thing is, this guy actually did get away. So
did he really?
Yeah,
it
him
worked.
And the bike robber.
Brilliant.
They're still on the lam.
Jokes
so call
us.
Them mint jelly. All right. Second headline. White House insists Jimmy Carter is still sharp and focused behind closed doors.
Was that too soon? I mean, that's the B, right?
All of these might be too soon.
Okay. Well, that's the B. Yeah, you got the sounder?
Yes.
There we go.
Definitely the B. All right. So, despite swirling rumors that his demise has negatively affected his cognitive abilities, White House officials insisted today that former President Jimmy Carter is still sharp and focused behind closed doors.
KJP said.
There are very few that I feel bad about. I do feel a little bit bad about that one.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay.
I hope people can laugh at my expense after I pass away.
Yeah.
So,
I will.
The clarification came during a New Year's press briefing.
Yeah.
What makes you think you're not going before me?
Yeah.
Hey, you're old.
Yeah, I don't know. You kind of live recklessly.
The clarification came during New Year's press briefing as the White House sought to dispel any speculation that President Carter had lost any of his mental acuity and ability to make some decisions.
By the way, if you're listening to Be or Not the Be and you're like, man, this is going really well, except that music was a little loud. Give Brad a break. He's doing literally everything in this segment.
All right, I'm going to try to adjust that. Thank you, Ryan, for pointing that out.
I'm on your side, man.
All right.
I am going to make fun of you after
next
you pass
headline.
Though. Okay. Johnson's leaving the chamber right now. Just so you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but he is walking out, so nothing to report.
The number
probably
changed,
for...
too. He's down to 216.
Yeah. I think I saw that and thought 217 was the number that I thought they were shooting for, so 216 would be below it.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, so FBI ask ex-users to please stop solving crimes before they do.
That feels real.
No, that's the B.
That's the B.
Dang it.
I think I saw this one. The problem is I usually host this segment.
Yeah.
And so I see a lot of it.
You got a feel for it, yeah. In the formal statement, the FBI has called on the internet sleuths, particularly ex-users, to please stop solving crimes before we have a chance to do so.
Okay, so in my defense, I hear it tongue-in-cheek. But I think there probably is a portion of the FBI that like has to stop some of these like podcasters, true crime junkies, people from going out and meddling some.
That's interesting because that is a whole world. Mm-hmm. And it actually disappoints me when it started to become the podcast thing where the true crime, it's just taken off, you know. But it's not as if we've never had TV shows that were about this. You've had entire channels devoted to this kind of stuff forever. But when the true crime audio podcast thing became a thing, and you saw them digging up old crimes that were unsolved, and then all of a sudden, the law enforcement agency goes, oh, yeah, we were going to get around to that.
Oh, yeah,
again.
We better go back and find that stuff real quick. Hold on.
We're still working on that.
Yeah,
we just want you to know.
Breaking the case.
I was like, well, I guess it's good that they're doing it mm-hmm. now, but they weren't doing anything mm-hmm. until this got involved. And that kind of made me mad. And it made me disappointed because you just, I don't know, up until the last few years, I've always thought of the law enforcement, like the big law enforcement, FBI and all these things, aside from the politics of the day, that they had all this knowledge and all these
round the clock working on these things. They're never giving up.
Like they're almost like not even people. They're such a big entity that they're like, you know, they know so much more. And then you get a true crime podcast that comes along and solves more than they did. And they're like, We were about to find that,
mm-hmm.
and you're
that
like
was coming up next.
I just lost even more faith in you.
But that was the B.
That was the B.
Yeah, it was definitely the B. All right, next one. Florida judge uses VR headset to experience a defendant's perspective. So the judge puts on a headset and experiences the Florida defendant's perspective.
That. Are you getting ready to push the sounder? Okay,
no.
That seems real to me too. Am I just bad at this game?
Well, you are, but that is real, though.
Okay.
So you're right. I'm great at this.
Easy.
Well, you're just bad at...
I'm bad at games in general. I usually lose.
Man.
No, I saw this story ahead of time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So an artist used the Oculus Quest 2 VR headset to... They created this immersive experience, and basically the idea was to illustrate a defensive expert's opinion in a legal case. So they created this animation, and they put it on the judge's head. And if you guys have ever used VR, you can look around, and it's like being there. Except I saw some of the video from it, and it was like, okay, this is very obviously
not there. It wasn't very good. It was not well
done. It's like they slapped this together. But, I mean, it gives you the idea of what you can see, what you can't see.
It did make me wonder, because I saw the same thing where you saw what the judge was seeing. So somebody had to put that together.
Yeah.
So you could just kind of like, well, no, I'm going to put this guy here instead of here.
Right.
It seems like you could manipulate the situation really easily.
You could absolutely manipulate it. And this is the wedding venue owner is accused of waving a gun at guests in 2023 and faces charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon because of this. And so what I guess the defense was trying to do is create a situation where the judge could look at that and go, oh, okay, I guess I could see his point. Because I think usually what they're trying to figure out is how would a reasonable person respond in that situation. It's a novel idea.
Yeah, it is. And it's a cool idea if done correctly. I just don't know that it could ever done correctly.
How do you prove people were
this is exactly
yeah,
where this
that's
was.
Exactly
yeah.
what happened.
No, that's
yeah.
not what my decorations looked like in my wedding. It was under the sea themed. The problem was watching them do this. If you've ever watched somebody do VR, they've got those headsets on. They look like they're idiots. Like,
right.
If you have a headset
that
on,
they make.
You're going.
Have you ever done it though?
Oh yeah,
it's so cool.
It's especially if you get a really good one.
Have you ever done the sandbox VR?
I haven't done sandbox VR.
I've done a different one, but
my friend had one, and there's like where you walk out on this beam off of this big huge building, and you got to pick up the cake off of the building. off the end of this beam, and I couldn't do it. I am terrified of heights, and
is that real?
It was that. Well, it triggered all the right things.
Now, look, if you're in the VR, it's super cool. If you're watching somebody do VR,
that might actually be better.
You look stupid.
Mm-hmm. If you're watching the person,
and so watching that in a courtroom was bizarre.
The judge.
Four different people all experiencing the same time. They're all going, but it's in a courtroom.
He's like swatting off fake drunk people around him.
Yeah, he's like shooting lasers. Yeah. Wow, look at that. I didn't know I could do this part. All right, I guess we don't have any time for any more, but...
No, but I got one more headline that I want to read, and it says Tesla Cybertruck voted worst vehicle by National Association of Terrorist Car Bombers.
Very, very good. All of them probably a little too soon, but that's what the beat does. That's all right. Hey, we got a lot of news. We got a lot more to cover here with the speaker vote because it ain't done. Stick around, more on the Annie Fry Show.